The issue of normalizing nuclear weapons and nuclear power in our schools has become a hot topic, hasn't it? With the issue being brought to the attention of teachers and their unions of quite recently. Can you talk to my listeners about what's been going on?
Yes, yeah, so this normalization of militarization and nuclear challenges in under the guise of STEM projects, so science, technology, engineering, and maths, it has been going on for a while, but it has increased recently. And at the moment, there's a nuclear-propelled submarine challenge that is marketed towards year 7 to 12. And so it's basically getting kids into the pipeline and asking them to design a nuclear propelled submarine, which are basically killing machines, weapons of war. And this is part of the bigger picture where kids as young as primary school are kind of groomed to partake in the military. So Friends of the Earth was approached by teachers who were raising concerns specifically about the nuclear propulsion submarine challenge. And Friends of the Earth has put out a media release, and teachers have been taking this to their union. And I've, as far as I know, several motions have been passed in different union branches in Victoria. And I heard that last night the AEU federal executive has made passed a motion condemning the program.
Well, it's fascinating, isn't it? Because on a whole lot of levels, because the Education Department actually has guidelines to say who it is they can take sponsorships from, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And what some of those things that they can't take sponsorship from are tobacco companies and weapon companies. And basically the STEM Hub, which is one of the entities that is working together with the Department of Defense to promote this propulsion challenge, is BAE Systems, which is a weapons manufacturer.
It's not just the weapons manufacturer. It's actually is being taken to an international human rights court over issues to do with armaments in Yemen.
Yeah, they're taking to the UN over human rights issues. Yeah, and potentially they are involved in building the nuclear submarines if they are ever to be built in Australia.
So what you're saying is that they've got pecuniary interests in this particular promotional activity.
Absolutely, yeah, and in this case, the Victorian Education Department is in breach of its own policy by promoting these actively on their website, we believe.
Well, it's in Victoria, but it's also South Australia, and you'll probably find it's in other parts of the country as well.
Yeah.
This use of financial support from large weapons companies in our schools.
Yeah, I just know that Victoria's got a policy about it. I think Teachers for Peace has also worked in New South Wales with the department to have policies around it, but I don't know if any of the other states and territories have those.
So
But
they
it
sort
may
of,
be some.
yeah, so they sort of sneaked into the door. One of the things I was wondering about is it gives the impression that STEM, which is something that everybody's been pushing like crazy, has only relevance when it comes to fighting machines.
Which is unfortunate, no, because we are going to need, for the transition to a greener and more livable society, we're going to need the brightest minds on engineering and science and technology to help us make that change to a more sustainable and regenerative society. And one of our concerns is that this is actually taken away from the change that we need to see and drawn towards military and war efforts, which are destructive. We also feel that it really fails to acknowledge from a nuclear perspective the devastating history around nuclear that Australia has, starting from the British atomic bomb tests 70 years ago, all the way up to uranium mining and trying to impose nuclear waste dumps on Aboriginal land, which all these activities have and continue to affect First Nations people disproportionately.
So why do you think that the Education Department has been so gung-ho in this regard? Because they're actually publicising it on their website, aren't they?
Yes, they are very actively promoting it. I guess like the whole government is really pro, like now that the AUKUS deal has been signed, is really preparing for war and being quite straightforward about that. And I think that probably the education departments like are working together with defense departments are like on the same path, unfortunately.
So when the teachers have come to you about this, because you're part of the anti-nuclear collective at Friends of the Earth, this is about grassroots action against this tide, isn't it?
Yes. So teachers have come to us with concern that this is happening in their classrooms and that it's so explicit, and even BOE Systems is saying they want to create an extraordinary workforce, and they're talking, ADF Careers is talking about like the pipeline of recruits that they need. And so there's been some real concerns from teachers that this will be taught in their classrooms and that the military agenda is perpetuated in their classrooms to children, which is irresponsible and unethical because it's children under 18. They do not necessarily, it's built around positive brand association, and they cannot make those decisions as adults can. So they're being groomed from a very young age on. So the teachers have been taking this up, and they have been taking it to their unions.
It's not just kids in 7 to 12. It's actually earlier than this. There's a...
Yep.
Yeah. What? Tell us about the primary school targeting.
So the program that we know at the moment, so there's a few challenges. So there's a Lego challenge that is ongoing. I think it's a yearly thing where kids are kind of invited to take part of this Lego challenge, which is also run by weapons companies, and where weapon companies come and promote what they do as something exciting and innovative. But at the moment, there's a program called Beacon that's targeted as year 4 to 6 students, and it's funded by the AA Systems, and it's also under the guide. It's a little bit more less explicit, focused towards AUKUS, but it's focused at lower socioeconomic areas and schools, which makes it really hard for schools also to say no to them, because that those come as well-resourced programs. But it is quite insidious in the way it is targeting young children to have that positive brand association with military and weapons companies.
The sophistication of this marketing approach is quite disturbing, isn't it?
It is very disturbing, yeah, and the intentionality about it.
Is this something that's happening in other countries as well, or is it purely related to AUKUS?
I think it is happening in other countries as well. We had a meeting, like a coordination meeting with some of the teachers, and one of the teachers was pointing out that the in Britain, teachers have been working on this for a long time, that this has been happening in their schools as well. So I'm guessing this happens in more than beyond Australia.
So there's been a number of motions put forward through unions. This is a watching brief, you're saying. What's the next step?
So Friends of the Earth has a few calls to action where it is for teachers to take this to their unions and to their schools and talk about this, because a lot of teachers are either not aware about this happening in their schools or don't know how to argument it. And we're also asking parents to take this to their school boards and express their concerns about it. We also have an email petition to the ministers of education to call attention to this, and that letting people know that we don't agree with this military grooming in our schools. And I think that Teachers for Peace, who's been quite active on this, is taking this a bit further with teachers that were interested in a meeting yesterday to rally a bit more attention around this issue.
You know, it'd be quite interesting if a union like the AMWU or the CFMEU decided that they were going to put forward some funding for a project in schools around sustainable building projects or offshore wind mechanisms, you know, that sort of thing. It'd be interesting if they did a positive process like that, and if there would be a negative reaction around that in amongst the mainstream media.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that one of the issues is that there is a lack of counters or alternatives to these programs, and that at the moment, so-called innovative and exciting STEM projects are being very well resourced and funded by weapons companies and defense, but there's not many alternatives for the lower socioeconomic schools. So yeah, that would be great if we can get unions or the government to invest some money in creating the workforce that we really need for a healthy future.